Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering AI in HR, Senior Management's Role in Reskilling and Culture Change, an article by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And it's a meaty one. This isn't about which AI tool to buy. It's about what happens to your people when AI lands in the business and who is responsible for getting that right.
Brett's argument from the start is that this is a governance question, not a technology question. The board and the C-suite have to own it.
Which will surprise some senior leaders who assumed this sat with HR or IT. But the article is clear. Reskilling and culture change cut across HR, IT, operations, and commercial functions. You can't delegate it cleanly to one department.
The risk if you do is what Brett calls fragmented pilots. A few teams try things, others don't, skill levels get uneven, and you end up with investor concern about how you're actually managing this.
So what does proper governance look like?
There's an executive steering committee chaired by the CEO or CHRO with the CFO, CTO, legal and heads of business lines all represented. And then a standing agenda item at board level with specified KPIs and risk indicators.
That sounds like a large corporate structure. Does it translate to a business with 50 or 100 people?
The principles scale. You might not have a formal steering committee at that size, but the idea that workforce transformation gets a dedicated seat at the leadership table and a budget line, that applies at any size.
The budget point is interesting. Brett says reskilling should be a multi-year line in strategic planning, not a one-off training spend.
And he goes further. Executive pay should be partly tied to successful redeployment and internal fill rates. So if your people are reskilling and filling roles from inside rather than you going out to hire, that's a metric that counts toward executive performance.
That's a good incentive. It stops the situation where the CEO champions reskilling in a presentation, but everyone still defaults to external recruitment when a vacancy opens.
The article breaks every role in the business into three categories: augment, evolve, or reskill and redeploy. Every role should be assessed against those.
Can you walk through what that means in practice?
Augment means AI handles some tasks within the role and the person does more with the time freed up. Evolve means the role changes significantly and the person needs new skills to keep doing it. Redeploy means the role as it stands is largely automated and the person moves somewhere else in the business.
So this isn't just a training exercise. Some people will need to move to genuinely different jobs.
Yes, and the article is clear that career pathways have to be defined before you tell people which category they are in, lateral and vertical options, with training linked to guaranteed assessment and placement opportunities. Otherwise, the resistance you get is completely understandable.
That's the trust piece. If you tell someone their role is changing and there's nothing concrete on the other side of that conversation, you lose them.
The culture change section addresses this directly. Psychological safety, transparent criteria for who gets into which training cohort, career coaching, even outplacement if redeployment isn't possible.
And the role modelling point stood out to me. Brett says executives should publicly commit to continuous learning and be seen using the new tools themselves. If the leadership team isn't in any training, why would a frontline manager take it seriously?
The curriculum has three layers: critical digital fluency for everyone, role-specific technical skills, and leadership skills for managing teams that include both people and AI systems. Delivery is mixed: micro-learning, cohort programs, on-the-job projects, apprenticeships, external certifications.
Let's talk about the KPIs, because that's what boards actually need to see.
Brett lists several categories: workforce impact, what percentage of roles have been assessed, how many fall in each category, reskilling throughput, enrollment numbers, completion rates, time to competency, then talent mobility, how many open roles are filled internally versus externally.
And productivity, pre and post metrics tied to actual business outcomes.
Cycle time reduction, error rate reduction, revenue per full-time employee, then cost per learner, total reskilling spend versus projected efficiency gains, ROI by program, and engagement scores and voluntary turnover in the cohorts that have been trained.
That last one matters. If you're reskilling people but they're leaving anyway, something is wrong with the program or the culture around it.
Monthly reporting during pilots, quarterly as program scale. Brett says boards should get a one-page dashboard that ties the KPIs to investment decisions.
The 12-month roadmap is practical. Month 0 to 3, set up the steering committee, approve policies, do the role impact assessment across the business. Months 4 to 6, pick pilot functions, define the dashboard, launch manager enablement. Months 7 to 12, run the pilots, publish results to the board and investors, then decide whether to scale.
Investors are specifically called out here. Reskilling strategy should appear in investor briefings and annual reports, with metrics and timelines. Brett's point is that investors are already evaluating workforce strategy as part of long-term value. Better to be transparent and data-led than to leave them with questions.
So the single thing a listener should act on this week?
Assess three roles. Pick three jobs in the business and decide honestly, augment, evolve, or redeploy. That is the beginning of the role impact assessment, and you do not need a committee to start thinking.
I would add, if reskilling does not have its own line in the budget, put it there. Even a placeholder. It signals to the whole organisation that this is a strategic priority, not an afterthought.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.